Now that you've completed this training, you should be able to recall the kinds of injuries associated with hand and power tools. Identify the hazards associated with hand and power tools. Describe general precautions to take when using hand and power tools. And describe specific precautions to take with various categories of hand and power tools. Now that you're aware of these safety precautions, it's your responsibility to incorporate this new knowledge into your work environment.